covenant made with Abraham in Genesis 17, we read that circumcision was given as a sign of this covenant, that these would be his people and God would be their God. And it was given as a sign to them and to their children after them. That's always the language of the covenant, to you and to your children. So it's not just individuals, but whole families enter into this relationship with their covenant Lord. I just want to mention two passages to you this morning. The first is from Acts chapter 2. This is Peter's famous sermon at Pentecost, and he says at the conclusion of this message, Luke writes, "Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do?' And Peter said to them, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" So this is the first generation of Christians, really, as the church is being birthed. And so he says, you need to repent and be baptized. Then verse 39, "For the promise." Now, what is the promise? It's the promise that Peter has been unfolding in this message, that God will be their God, that he will forgive their sins if they trust in Christ. That's the promise, the righteousness that comes by faith. This covenant promise, he says, is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him. So when he says all who are far off, he's talking about the Gentiles, because before this point, Gentiles had for the most part been on the outside looking in. The Lord says now this covenant will be for Gentiles. Whomever I call, they too can enter into this covenant. And you notice he puts right there in the middle, this is for you and for your children. And Jews are listening to this. Any Jew would have automatically heard this is covenant language. This is what God promised to Abraham. I will be a God to you and to your children after you. And Peter says the same thing, that now this covenant of grace is also for you and for your children. And similarly, in Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 13, we read, "They were bringing children to Jesus that he might touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, 'Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it.' And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them." I say, what are you going to do, Pastor? That he didn't say that he baptized the children. He just said that he blessed them. But you have to remember, blessing, we think of blessing as just kind of a throwaway comment. Hey, the Lord bless you. God bless you and God bless the United States and, you know, end of speech. But blessing is a covenant idea. There are blessings for faith and being faithful in the covenant. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. That's the priestly blessing that God gives on his people. So to say that he blessed them is not just saying, hey, I like you, I like you. He is giving the covenant blessing to children brought to him by those family members who had some kind of trust in Jesus. He says, for such as these belongs the kingdom. And he doesn't mean, well, people like this, but not these people. He means these people and those who are like these little children, that even children can be included in this kingdom, and children can be a part of this covenant and receive the sign of inclusion in this covenant. Now, we don't believe that baptism has any magic powers. We don't believe that this makes the children born again. We don't believe that the children are automatically saved just because they have been baptized. But it is a sign and a seal pointing to them that God's promise that he will give righteousness to all those who believe. And it's on that basis that we administer the sign this morning. Ask the Halls and the Spencers to come up here and ask you some questions, and then we'll have the congregation stand. Do you need a hand? You're used to this. Okay. Beloved in the Lord, you stand before us having brought these children to receive the sacrament of baptism. Therefore, before God and Christ's church, I ask you to sincerely answer these questions. Do you accept the gospel of God's grace in Jesus Christ, revealed in the Holy Scripture of the Old and New Testaments as the only way to eternal life? Do you acknowledge that these children are sinners, sinful by nature, but that by the grace of God alone your sins are forgiven and your old nature is put to death so that you may be brought to newness of life and set apart as a member of the body of Christ? Do you promise to pray for your children, for yourself and for others, asking God's guidance as together we seek to grow in knowledge and understanding of the faith? Do you promise to show in your own person the joy of new life in Christ by active participation with your children in the life of the church, and by faithful attendance to worship, service, and the offering of prayers and gifts to the glory of God? Altogether, what is your response? The congregation, please stand. Do you promise to seek God's guidance as you welcome these little ones into the community of faith and as you provide them with Christian love and nurture through your prayers and encouragement, your teaching and affection? What is your response? You may be seated. Chris, you can introduce your family, and then I've asked each family to just pick out a verse for their child or children and just a short letter that they've written.
Okay. I am Chris, and this is my wife, Danielle. We've got Emily and Maggie and Kate and Lucy and Bethany. And the verse we picked out, is Romans 8, 31 and 32. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? And then our prayer for Bethany is that you would understand the depths of your sin and the inability to stand before a holy God, and that by his scandalous grace, you would come to repentance and belief that Christ died for your sins, was buried, and was raised on the third day in accordance to the Scriptures, and that you will prayerfully and joyfully live out that gospel all of your days, longing for the return of your Savior, enjoying him forever. Amen.
Oh. Hey, Bethany. Bethany, Esther, Spencer, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Josh.
I'm Josh Holland. Stefan, my wife, and this is Ethan and Emery. And we chose for Ethan and Emery Psalm 103, 8 through 13. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion on his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. And our letter for Ethan Emery is, Ethan Emery, our prayer for you is that you will find a lasting joy in Christ through a saving knowledge of him. that you will learn that you are made for God, and the thirst of the heart can be satisfied in truly knowing Him. We pray that you will not be tempted to believe that knowing God is about going to church or doing all the right things, but rather, we pray that God will open your eyes to see that Christ is a treasure worth giving everything for, and that His grace is all you need to draw near to Him. We pray that our actions will not lead you to think that you must earn God's favor, that His love is based on your merit, but instead that we could be a testament that we are all great sinners and that Christ is a great Savior, full of patience and love for those who call on His name.
Amen. Why don't you guys come down here and we'll... We should have smaller microphones next time, huh? It's popular. Hey, handsome guy. Ethan. Joshua Hall, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Pretty dress. Emery Jane Hall, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only King and Head of His Church, I declare that these children are baptized into the visible membership of God's covenant community. And it is our prayer that they will make these baptismal promises their own and will follow the Lord Jesus all the days of their life. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank You that You are a Father to each of us, not by any natural right, but only by Your adopting grace have You welcomed us into Your family. And thank You for giving the gift of children to these families here. We pray that You would help them to be faithful to the promises they've made, to raise their children in the way they should go, to be faithful with them in attending worship and the preaching of the Word, to teach them at home about the Scriptures and the stories of the Bible, to give them good discipline and good love, to show them what Jesus is like. We pray for the congregation that we would be true to the words that we have spoken, that many here will be Sunday school teachers or youth group leaders, will be faithful friends and companion for these families. Lord, help us to truly be a body that supports one another, encourages one another, holds each other up in prayer. And we ask that Your Spirit, even now, Lord, we know Your Spirit can be at work before children are even born. So we pray Your Spirit would be at work in these little ones, that they would have a sensitivity to the things of God for Bethany and Ethan and Emery, that they would love You, that they would never know a day when they weren't following Jesus Christ. We pray for it by Your mercy and in the name of Jesus. Amen.